But he's adamant that it was not going on. But I don't see how he can do it.
I think he's getting a little soft around it. I can say, I think he needs some time to think about it. I mean, what are his alternatives? He's not.
Mr. President, if he can't survive a bloody committee that has only advisory function, no police in the army, no police in the army. I mean, for what will be deciding, that is my hangup on this thing. And what are we going to expect will be the outcome? If this doesn't work, the only other outcome. Now, we may not get the security guarantees, Mr. President, in that case. We will reluctantly have to bother them 3 more months and then offer a unilateral withdrawal of our forces in return for prisoners, which in my judgment they won't give us unless we also promise to stop military aid, and then it will end like a bloody humiliation. This is so complex in itself that at least it will look like an act of statesmanship. Then you have to decide, if assuming that if the war acts, if you read the press now, Mr. President, you will see that there is one journalist in the world who expects this to end with Saigon remaining in control of its territory. All the speculation is in the direction that the government of national comfort established that has the hold of Vietnam on its jurisdiction. If we wind up with a settlement in which Saigon remains, no government of national concord, but just a committee or commission or whatever we call it, exists. The army remains under Saigon, and the police remains under Saigon. Then I am certain that the American press will describe it as an enormous achievement for you. They won't consider this a settlement. Now that won't help us if in fact it leads to the immediate collapse of Saigon. But how in terms of the optics of the thing, they could have given a hell of a lot more than we have given, more than anyone expects we can get. But I'm not confident that they will either give us the security assurances we need, or that they're willing to call this a committee rather than a government. Now, if they are not willing to settle for the name committed, then my strong recommendation would be the way I'm going to have to deal with it. To accept the government of national confidence, then you're better off just pulling out your life.
If they go with the government of national confidence,
that
will kill
them. It is as simple as that. So the concession they had. They have to add one more concession to the concession of already made. They have to accept the French Committee of National Reconciliation of the Republic of Norway. They have to give us security guarantees for all of them that China.
Withdraw half the forces from South Korea.
Now, those would be big concessions. I mean, there's no evidence whatever that they're going to make that, none whatsoever. Except the tone of the nose. What is your reading from the nose?
Well, they moved out with great slobber. It was a combination of factors. They came to the war several, I believe they do. But I think also there's more optimism about what they can get.
Is there a reading by all the government or in all the territories that they've gone through? Not such a reason in the line. We must build it. He says, the only positive thing he says, I also welcome the progress of the building that they have made. Of course, I have advocated for 20 years. But he says, we must build on this progress by encouraging China's full participation in the United Nations. And take part in providing for Asian security. by recognizing the government as weakened.
Recent years, our relations with Japan have been steady but deeply declined.
President Nixon's trip about the substance
considering the trend of trust that Japan has placed in the friendship, he imposed an economic policy without consulting Japan. Blame Japan for problems with our views on the Japanese shocks during the year of the summit the Japanese Minister of Japan, right? And this is a policy of insult to the
Japanese. You may say that
this is not yours to answer.
Okay, this is one foreign leader who doesn't pray that you get re-elected.
I think that's probably the best plan you've got to offer the committee and if the commission, if it blows, it gets out, say, well, we'll offer all the time.
In other words, this will be a version. This now would go much further, Mr. President. This blows,
you say, we'll step in the direction.
But we could present it on the basis of this unanimity. That is a maximum step. It preserves the existing structure that gives the communists. If we can present it to American public opinion, that I could undertake
and laugh at.
But with American public opinion, you have no problem with this plan. You think, I mean, the trouble you have with America, as you said, perhaps on the rise, is the harassment.
Trouble with the military.
It's rather sticky.
Unless it works.
Yeah, I say a commission, they get that wrong.
It's an advisory group. If there is a ceasefire, you have to have something like that anyway.
Al, I don't think that anybody can go there and offer anything less to you. Are you afraid he's better not offer this to
you? No, I guess. I left them with the impression that we're not going to be totally cowed by their resistance. And we had imperatives of our own. And I think the softening up process is underway. It's like, I frankly am not sure that the
that's a different stuff.
That's right. So they don't fly.
If it doesn't, then we have done the message. Then we have to bother them another 3 or 4 months.
Put this out.
Eventually, then we can decide.
I wouldn't take that one.
This I certainly would put out for the election.
But we could put it out after the election to testify the bond.
That's what I think. Definitely not.
Now, if they accept it and give us the security, then we've got a massive task to give. But I would say that we're carrying on the point where we're going to fight it.
It isn't likely to work. It's not likely to get that far anyway. It's going to be terribly complicated.
No, I'm afraid, Mr. President, I want to be realistic.
You think they might have
said? This is either going to fly or this is going to fly. If it doesn't fly, then we have no problem. If it does fly, then no, it will intend to have.
Hello?
Yeah.
No question.
That is the case. If they want to settle badly enough to accept this, which from their point of view is as much of a setback, they'll have a massive job explaining this to their cat. Compare the position they had as late as July 19 with the position that this would involve them. You compare that. a 7 foot.
What is the answer to the American public? Well, we're in fact opposed to Polish companies.
Well, the answer to that is, well, not a government, it has only advisory function. Secondly, it's not a, it's not a government, it's a commission. Secondly, it has only advisory function. Thirdly, since we have a ceasefire situation, there has to be some sort of a mechanism by which those parts of the of activities that are common to both sides can be discussed. And it is always the case in armistice commissions and so forth that there's equal participation for both sides, no matter what the diplomatic relations. So that we could have to vis-a-vis American public opinion in Denmark could say, look what they started out asking for. They asked for a government that had monopoly of force, monopoly of foreign policy. I think we can handle it. Particularly, what is the, what the alternative is. If the military could give us a plan in which there's a 50-50 chance that in 4 to 6 months, there'd be a clear outcome, I would not be here now with you. That is, my nightmare is that you'll be working on the flying power of Europe in the bad weather season. If we don't do it, what we're really gambling on is that they're doing worse than we know, and that they just could pay much more, and then they'd have to collapse completely. That is, there's a 40% chance of that possibility. But it's the possibility is also somewhat within their control. If they get hurt too much by alarming, they can always get us out by offering prisoners for withdrawal. And that's the advantage of trade and immediate defense. But the complication that question arises, why the hell did we do that 6 months earlier? Over there, they showed him a list of requests that Abrams had sent over that Leon had stopped by. I don't know more about a man. He would have come in May. Would have said, we've got these requests. What do I do? You would have ordered that you never turned down a military request.
And
it's all you
can do. I'm going to send you your information. Go back and send it to my car.
I think it's a great move.
I don't think I'll do it for you.
Well, I'll tell you, if this thing goes the way it does, I think you should do it before it does.
For your information, I get a plea for it today.
Then you've got a serious problem.
mistaken. This security dome is so stiff, Mr. President.
You do the best you can also. Even if we're totally off the business on there. Or if we get there.
This is a Richard bunch. They've got eight old men sitting around the table. Toe cannot.
What time do you leave tomorrow morning?
About 10 o'clock. Well, good, good.
My best to leave you. I know pretty good when Henry will look down the bar. She used to be a pretty girl, let's see. She's a little bit dark. Is that all you?
I'll give you a full report about that.
Well, I'll give it to me in proposal if you like to hear it.
I'll do it on the open call, Mr. President.
Yeah, call us on the open line, will you? Well, good luck. And Henry, don't hesitate to call me and use the double talk. You know the double talk on that. And I'll play it like I don't want to have the talk. Let's use the phone. So that you're going to have to give us a long message. Fair enough?
Right.
You're going to do all right.